I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Let's get a little wild with our greens. I'm going to start with mâche. My Swiss friend calls it lamb's lettuce because she remembers harvesting it in early spring in fields where lambs were born. Mâche has a mild taste and is great with eggs. One popular Italian wild green is called rucola or ruchetta. The French call it roquette, and the English change that name to rocket. We know it as arugula. While arugula has gotten a gourmet reputation, in the old country, it's the poor man's vegetable harvested from fields from fall until spring. Now it's a common component in salad mixes. There are even special varieties, such as the heat-resistant Astro and the spicy-flavored wasabi. The truth is, any arugula stressed by heat, drought, or pests will have a peppery flavor. Arugula will bolt in the heat, but the white flowers have a nice flavor and are great in salads. And then there's jagaudia, or dandelion greens. While you can harvest them from fields in spring like my grandparents used to on the farm, there are upright-growing, cultivated varieties, such as Catalonia, for the garden. These have the same taste and look as wild dandelions, but no yellow flowers. Italico is an attractive red-ribbed variety. I sautéed dandelions all summer long with olive oil, tomatoes, and garlic. These greens can germinate in 40-degree soils and are good choices for early spring plantings. However, once the temperatures climb above 70 degrees, arugula and mâche will bolt. Cover plants with floating row covers to protect them from pests and freezing weather. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about hellebores. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.